Do you remember this scene?
I see dead people.
This video is a part of a series called the Proverbs Everyday Challenge. If you want to watch the full series, it'll be linked below and at the end of this video. Today, we're not talking about dead people, we're talking about simple people. But before we get into what that means, let me tell you what it doesn't mean. When Proverbs refers to the simple, they're not referring to people who enjoy the little things in life, to those who aren't well educated, nor is Proverbs referring to people who are humble. When Proverbs talks about the simple, they're referring to people who don't have enough life experience to be wise, the young, the naive. Like we read 1 week ago, the purpose of Proverbs is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them to do what is right, just, and fair. Then, in the very next verse, we get our introduction to the simple. These Proverbs will give insight to the simple, knowledge and discernment to the young. Here's the thing, it's not your fault that you're young, inexperienced, and simple. Everyone starts that way when they're born. That's just how life works. But we don't have to stay that way, and we shouldn't want to stay that way either. We should want wisdom so that we can make the most of the life that God has given us. But here's the dangerous thing about the simple. Like the clip from the movie The Sixth Sense,
they only see what they want to see. They don't know they're simple.
Atlanta pastor Andy Stanley likes to point to a song called 15 by Taylor Swift, a woman who actually started her career positioning herself as a young, naive girl. Here's part of the chorus. When you're 15 and someone tells you that they love you, you're gonna believe them. And when you're 15, you're feeling like there's nothing left to figure out. We've all been there, haven't we? Hey, I still consider myself super naive and very inexperienced. That's why I latch onto Proverbs so much. What we think we know is actually inversely proportional to what we actually know. And the more we learn, the more we realize how much more there is to learn in our world. When we begin to hit the double digits in age, we tend to get the idea that we know everything and that our parents sure are lucky to have us around to explain things. We really don't know how our parents even survived until we, their children, came along and brought just vast knowledge to the table. Then, something starts to happen, usually a few years after leaving home. Our parents suddenly become very, very wise as we begin to realize how little we actually know. Go ahead and hit like and leave a comment below if that was your experience too. Maybe it's just me. Now, did our parents suddenly become wise? No, they were always wise. We were just too conceited and too simple to see it. See, when life begins to kick our tail and point out our own inexperience, it's very humbling. So how do we go from simple to wise? Well, we borrow and observe. Let's start with borrowing. We all learn from experience, but it doesn't have to be our own experience. Gaining wisdom from the experiences of others is paramount. That's why we're doing the Proverbs Everyday Challenge. We're borrowing from the experiences of Solomon and the other contributors of Proverbs so that we can gain wisdom. Now, I think that our primary source for gaining wisdom should be from the scriptures. After all, it's divinely inspired and speaks to the most important areas of existence. However, there's a lot of wisdom to be gained outside the Bible as well. Another source of wisdom is good books. Now, if you know me, you know I love to read. Why? Because wisdom is found there. Mark Batterson, a pastor in Washington, D.C., believes that each time you read a book, you gain about 2 years of wisdom. If that's anywhere close to true, then I've gained over 300 years of wisdom in the past 5 years. So, pick up some good books. The other way that we become wise is through observation. Solomon, in Proverbs 6, gives us wisdom on hard work as he observes ants. If you missed that video, it'll also be linked below. Wisdom from observation is pretty hard to do because we rarely take time to truly study what's going on, reflect on it, extract principles from it, and then apply it to our lives. So let's go back to ants. We've all seen ants thousands of times, right? But how many times did we truly observe and learn from them? This is what makes observational comedy so funny. Comedians notice strange things about ordinary life and then point it out. They see what everyone else sees, but they observe what most don't observe. Gaining wisdom through observation is almost always intentional. Rarely does it happen passively. So take time to really look at life, reflect on it, and pull out from that experience all the things that you can apply to your life. You can also do this with people. You can study people that you admire and then reverse engineer how they think and how they act, and then emulate what you like. Treat your observations like a T-bone steak. Take in the good parts, throw away the bones. I'll leave you with a charge from Solomon. Leave your simple ways behind and begin to live. We all begin as simple, but we don't have to stay that way. Hey, I hope you got some new understanding from this content. If you did, would you please consider liking this video on YouTube? It really truly helps. And be sure and share it with your friends on social media. Let's help more people find wisdom. And be sure to subscribe, because Tuesday's video is gonna talk about the simple some more and one way that I think the simple can really, really level up their wisdom. Before we go, I want to talk to you about LifeWord. If you've watched many of my videos, you know that they are channel sponsors and they are amazing folks who use broadcasting to reach the world with the good news of Jesus. Here's what you may not know about them. The LifeWord team is full of wise men and women that are so faithful to their mission and to their legacy. I am so thankful to know most of them personally and to be their partner in ministry. So if you haven't checked them out, go ahead and do that now at lifeword.org. We'll see you next time. Grace and peace.